Now notice this. When Jesus said what he said, no man ate fruit, nine words, no man ate fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem. He turned his back on it. As far as he's concerned, that tree could be standing there today with leaves all over it. He didn't say, I curse you. He spoke the end result. So here again, you speak the end result. Amen. I call things that be not as though they were in the name of Jesus. I call that debt paid. Amen. I call it paid. Amen. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ministering spirits, you know what to do. Minister for me. I haven't always known that. But when Gloria and I got married, I was $24,000 in debt. And I didn't mention that to her. She said she married me in my debt. She did. But that came up over a long period of time. But we learned how. So we were there in Tulsa. So we wrote checks to all of that. They weren't faith checks. We didn't sign them and send them thinking God's going to cover it. You can go to jail like that. People have. I had to bail a preacher out one time for that. But I wrote a faith check. I said, no, you didn't. You wrote a hot check. I guess I did, didn't I? And as the money came in, we paid them. In 11 months, we were debt free and we've never been in debt again. 11 months. We were debt free in 11 months. Now, and we told John and Kelly, because Terry was grown and gone, but we told John and Kelly that not going to be much Christmas this year, but we won't have any debt. We won't owe anyone anything but to love him. And that was 1967. And then from that day to this, KCM has no debt. EMIC has no debt. Chloe and I have no debt. George and Terry have no debt. Hallelujah. What'd you say, Christine? No, it doesn't. Glory to God. That's right. It does not. KCM South Africa has no debt. He demanded that mountain to move. We demanded that debt to leave. And each one of them. There was one at the State Bank of East Fort Worth. Now we had a wreck in the good car, so we were driving that car of Gloria's, and it had 90,000 miles on it when we got it. So, I mean, it was a miracle. And it said there was a miracle that took place with it. I won't take time to tell you, but it was impossible for it to run, but it did. I drove it in from Tulsa, and a young man in the church wanted to tune it up. I said, yeah, it'd be fine. So he said, I'll bring it to church tonight. He got to church. He said, you tow that car in? I said, no, Jim, I drove it in. He said, it's impossible. I said, what are you talking about? Well, those of you that know anything about mechanics, you know, it's an electrical system. And it has points. In other words, you have a distributor. This thing goes around in there. that makes sure each spark plug fires on time. And he said, when I took the distributor apart, that little chrome paddle that has points on it, he said, they weren't worn down. None were there. He said, did it drive good? I said, Jim, it just drove wonderful. He said, it didn't for me. I didn't answer that. But we have been given the authority to speak the end results. We have been given authority to call things that be not as though they were. We have authority to demand that mountain to move. Go to the book of Hebrews with me and we'll close with this. In the 12th, third chapter, Hebrews chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, or other translations say confession, Christ Jesus. Now, my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, would say it like this. He would say, now, Christ is right here. It's Christ within me, my hope of glory. Amen. But he's right here. Amen. Well, the Lord Jesus told him to lay hands on people. And he had a manifestation in his right hand that was so powerful that the news media accused him of having a battery up his sleeve. So, anyway, he would say, he's right here. Well, now think about this. He is the high priest of our confession. And when we take that book and build a confession of faith on it, I am debt free. He is right here. He is hearing every word of it. He is right here, Christ in me, the high priest of my confession, glory to God. And when I rejoice evermore, and I'm thrilled and glory to God that I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. Hallelujah. And I can hear him. Yes. I said it and I'll do it. Amen. In that Seder meal of all Seder meals that changed heaven and earth. He kept talking about in that day. They didn't know at that time what he meant. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Amen. That's also translated demand. And whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. Amen. Ask that you receive, that your joy may be made full. Amen. Yeah, but you have to go back and forgive if you have aught against any. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm right here, and he is right here forever. And I disobeyed again, and way back when, he said, start walking and don't stop. Well, I was too busy for that. And I got a little short of wind preaching for Mike Barber in a prison. Never did have any pain. And but I got short of wind and so had it checked out. Well, they put the dye in my veins and all of that, thinking maybe I needed a stent. I didn't need a stent. There was one blocked artery, but it had bypassed itself. My heart wasn't short of blood. I preached myself to exhaustion twice. And the stress of it started AFib. It was out of time. Well, to me, I didn't consider that sick. But I will quote a doctor here in a minute. So I got in the airplane after that meeting that night, and the word of the Lord came to me on the 8th day of October, about 8:42 in the evening. I have given you a new heart. So I began to say it. I'm Kenneth Newhart. I have a new heart. I have a new heart. Thank you for my new heart. That's my confession. I have a new heart. I have a new heart. I have a new heart. Yeah, but what about my flight physical? Well, so what? Well, they have this thing called the Bruce Protocol, which is a real high angle of attack stress test. So, I have a professional treadmill. So my corresponding action to my faith was to get on the treadmill. Now, this thing had a defibrillator in it. Well, the FAA had experience with pacemakers, but not that defibrillator. So, anyway. Oh, Lord. But I eventually did the Bruce Protocol. I was working out at the Bruce Protocol. Well, the tech rep came out and turned the defibrillator off. I don't need it. And my flight physical is in my pocket. Amen. What is it? Corresponding action to that confession. Amen. I have a new heart. Well, the cardiologist that I told that to, he said, and he had tears in his eyes when he said it. He's a cardiologist. He said, "You are a very rare case." They said you came in here with a very sick heart and you're leaving tonight with an absolutely normal heart. Now, if I hadn't been disobedient in the first place, I never would have had that in the first place. Well, that's enough for tonight. God is good. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me, please? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Should there be anyone here in the sound of my voice, man, woman, boy, or girl, and you don't know Jesus as Lord of your life, or maybe you're just not sure. Well, you can be, and before tonight's over with, you will be. I gave you my testimony. Jesus on that cross. It was recorded by Matthew. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was recorded by John in the 22nd Psalm. And in the Classic Amplified, it ends with, it is finished. Now, of course, we know that first covenant was finished
because the curtain of the high priest curtain split from top to the bottom. And my brother and sister and all of those that are listening, I want you to realize he went into hell with the 22nd Psalm on his mouth. He defeated hell itself. Amen. With what David wrote. Amen. Can you just imagine what David saw in the bosom of Abraham? And they could see down there. We know that because the rich man looked up from hell and saw Father Abraham. How did he know who Father Abraham was? He said, son, remember, so your memory doesn't go away when your brain does.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in your spirit.
Amen.
He did all of that. And then the glory of God went into hell and hit that place. And Satan was embarrassed. Amen. Before his own.
Amen.
He had to bow his knee to Jesus.
Yes.
At the end, 3 days and three nights of suffering like nobody has ever suffered before or will ever again. He took his keys away from him.
Amen.
And he came up from there early. It was 3 days and three nights. It was a high Sabbath, according to John. It started on Wednesday night, not Friday night. 3 days and three nights. But think about this. He did it all, except pray your prayer. He couldn't pray my prayer for me. Thank God I had a praying mother. But he got through to me. Got through to glory. And here he is tonight in this very place.
Amen.
Thus shall we all lay our hands over our hearts and pray this out loud enough you can hear your own self pray it. Oh God in heaven,
I believe with all my heart
that you raised Jesus from the dead. And you did that for me. Oh Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. Take up residence and abide there. I receive your life. And I give you mine. And according to your words, Jesus, I am now born again. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. My old nature is gone. And I'll walk with you. And now that I'm saved, Holy Spirit, come in fullness and overflowing. I know you're in there. I'm born of the Spirit, the Bible says. Born from above. But come into overflowing just like what happened on the day of Pentecost. I open my heart and my mouth to praise you in a language I've never learned. I yield my voice and my speech to you. I just take a deep breath and say, thank you, Jesus. Brogola la glamara delle creste.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Now, I'm not the healer, but I know the healer. I can't heal. Only God does that. Jesus is the healer by his representative, the Holy Spirit. Don't you remember what he said right there in the 14th chapter of John? I mean, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th chapters of John are all in that Passover meal. And he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant. Drink it." Now the King James says testament, but look it up in the Greek. It's covenant. Hallelujah. He's here right now. You don't have to wait till in the morning.
The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's word out of your mouth. God releases his faith by speaking words, and he's called us to imitate him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for his people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things. And words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
When you pray, believe you receive it. Extraordinary, unusual, provision. My only God. Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us. And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, "What kind of man is this?" Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren.
If you prayed with Brother Copeland today to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then your spirit is born again. As a child of God, you have access to His unlimited resources. God has given you authority backed by His word and the blood of Jesus. You have the authority to call things that be not as though they were and speak the end results. You have the power to change your circumstances to line up with your covenant promises. And you have the backing to reinforce Jesus' victory over death, hell, and the grave in every part of your life. Today is the beginning of your new life in Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to help you get started in your journey of faith. They have a free resource to give you called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. As you read this book, you'll learn about the miracle that happened to you today and find out what belongs to you as a child of God. You can be like Abraham, who was fully persuaded that God could do what he promised. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org. If you need prayer, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line you can call. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray the Word in faith over you and your situation. Write those scriptures down and continue to declare them over your life. Isaiah 55:11 tells us God's word does not return to him without producing results. They will accomplish what he wants them and do exactly what he sent them to do. Before we leave today, I want to pray a blessing over you. Father, we are so blessed to hear and receive your word today. I declare over your people the blessing of heaven and earth, according to the riches of your grace. I declare your goodness and kindness over your people and their families. Reveal to them today how much you love them. Show them what you've loved them before the foundations of the world. Anoint them with a refreshing of your Holy Spirit and lead them into all truth that concerns their lives today. I declare them redeemed, set free, sanctified, and delivered from every evil work. Your grace and mercy abound towards your people today. Amen. We'll see you again tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Until then, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.